Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7 a.m. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett, and you are listening to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. If you live in L.A. County, well, you know what? The sun is out. It is shining. So I don't know if you're in Los Angeles. I don't know if you're by the beach. I don't know if you're up in the mountains. Toward the Antelope Valley, but I'm telling you, it's a sunny day, and that makes it all good. All right, what can I say? First of all, you know I'm a huge Snoopy fan. Come this Friday, Snoopy is back in theaters. It's been a long time, and you know the late, great Charles M. Schulz, who created the series, when he passed on, he said that, you know, that was the end of Snoopy. However, Snoopy is back. I cannot wait. Have you seen the little video with Snoopy dancing? It is so cute. And, you know, they updated Snoopy, so he blends right in. And Charlie Brown, but, I mean, he's still the same old blockhead Charlie Brown. But you know what? It's all innocent and it's all cute. And I will be the first one in line. I love Snoopy. Am I telling my age? Anyway, what can I say? All right. So, let's move on to some Hollywood gossip. All right. I don't know if this story is true. Interesting. You know, I'm a Justin Bieber fan. I don't know. I think all young kids like Justin Bieber. Maybe I'm a little too old. Do I look like I care? I think he can actually sing. I think he can actually dance. And I think he's cute. But he's young. So, you know, when youth comes in, we have our roller coaster rides because we have our youth idealism, and we're going to live forever, and we're going to set the world on fire, and then eventually the dopamine sets in for everybody, and we take a turn or whatever. I'm not saying his dopamine has settled in his brain or not, nor do I care. I like the kid. I wish him the best of luck. Allegedly, did Justin Bieber really storm off the stage? I don't think he really stormed off the stage. However, there is a video. You could check it out. He was in Norway. So, you know, I don't know. I got to quit saying I don't know. But I don't know because I wasn't there. So I don't know. But I'm just doing the Hollywood fun gossip. He stormed off stage. Did he really mean to storm off stage is the big question. Or did he? Was he upset? You know what? Put it like this. He's good looking. He's talented. He's rich. He has fans around the world. Child, you don't need to be strumming off anybody's stage. Y'all heard what I got to say. All right. Yeah, that's all I got on Justin Bieber. I shorted it in that story there because I wasn't going to the funky place. Okay. So moving on. Sad news on a serious note. Remember the actor Fred Thomas? Of course, he used to be on the TV series Law and Order. He was on that forever. Remember he left Law and Order? And he ran for president. I don't know what year, nor do I care. But anyway, in the past, he was 73 years old. He was a good-looking man. He was an excellent actor. Anyway, actor Fred Thompson has passed away. He used to be a United States Senator for 10 years, and he passed away. He was surrounded by his family and friends in Nashville. I have never been to Nashville, but people who have, man, they come back and they say some beautiful, beautiful things about Nashville. But anyway, Fred Thomas, he was a Republican, ran for a Republican presidential candidate back in, 2008? I'm going to say that the first time Obama, yeah. So back in 2008, anyway. He is gone, and he will be missed. We all here at Coffee Chatter are sorry to see him leave. And he was just a really good actor. I know people that have actually met him. They said he was a pretty cool guy. So what can I say? And that's it for our Hollywood gossip. Nothing too heavy here because we have children listening. So, you know, we got to keep it safe for the children. All right, if you have a dog or if you have a pet, dog or cat, and you need some help with their surgery, I don't know, they have cancer, whatever, check out these two organizations, Actors and Others for Animals, and also check out the Sam Simon foundation there and get you some help to get your animals saved and neutered. Actors and others, I think they do a lot of help with both dogs and cats. Sam Simon, I believe, works with only the dogs. However, check out their website, give them both a call, and you can always ask them, you know, what other sources are out there that can get your animals spayed and neutered, because I see too many dogs walking around that are just in packs right now, and it's just too many people. We've got to do better. The animals in our world are a reflection of our neighborhood. So you got animals just running loose and nobody's caring. That means that the neighbors are becoming disconnected and not caring. Let's make a change. Stay neuter your pet, you know. Spread the word, Sam Simon Foundation, Actors and Others for Animals. I don't have anything to do with these organizations other than the fact that I have used them both before in the past, and they gave me a little help years and years ago with my animal. So I'm just putting it out there in case you need it. And if you can afford to do it yourself, hey, get your dog or cat spayed. All right, moving on to coffee chatter information with our Sock It To Me campaign. Do you know we are up to, our goal was 500 pairs of socks. We are up to 600. However, we have a couple more people that said, wait, I have socks. Can I bring them down to Paramount on a Thursday? Can I hand them to you then when I see you? You know, this Wednesday, a couple little meetings, and I said, you know what? We're going to always take these socks. However, we've reached our goal. Thank you, everyone. But you know what? Since we on a roll, we just go keep rolling with the socks. So if you want to donate some more socks, we got much love for you. So bring those socks on to us. We'd really appreciate it. All right, you can check us all out at coffeechatter.net. I would really appreciate it. I got a couple of emails. How am I doing with my cold? As you can see, still fog in my throat. Much better than last week. I thought I was going to pass out right there on the air. Much better. I did get up, start stirring around. So I'm getting back on my feet this week. I'm ready to get back out there in the workforce and to connect again with everybody. All righty. Well, thank you so much for your sock donation. Thank you so much for tuning in. Over 49,000 listeners to the Coffee Chatter It's Your Net radio show. That's a lot of people when we started out with one single listener. So, everybody, thank you for your support. And what can I say? I will talk to you next Monday morning. All right, Liz Burnett, this is the Coffee Chatter It's Your Net radio show. And we have our new book club coming up next week. Yes, we do. Yeah, we do have a new book club coming up. Sure do. All right. I'll talk to you. Bye-bye. Have a great day. Choice is always up to you. Be kind. Be peaceful. Be helpful. Give a kind word. Hold the door open for that little old lady. You a big old strong grown man. Can't hold the door open for that great grandma going in the door. Come on, man. Chivalry's not dead. And you know what? Tell somebody they look good. Throw that little too thick in that dress, because you know I am. Tell them they look good anyway, because they put the dress on and they trying to look good for the world and themselves. Okay, so give a kind word. Tell somebody a little ugly dog look cute. You know we dog lovers think our dogs are all cute. My dogs might not be attractive, but I sure love them. I love it when I get compliments about my four-legged family. So spread the joy. All right. Okay, I'll talk to you next Monday. Bye-bye.